Okay, so today is Daf Chaf Hey. We're on Daf Chaf. Actually, really, it's Chaf Hey because Chaf Talam and Beis is just the heading of the Mishnah, which we'll read now, which said Yolda Tumtum Androgynous. So in the Mishnah, it said, just review for a second. In the Mishnah, it said that if you have a Tum, if someone's, we're talking about a situation where he wanted to try and do some kind of trick, not to have to bring a Bechor, but you're going to bring an Ola. You're going to turn it into an Ola while still in the womb. Why would anybody do that? What do you gain by that? Either way, you're not keeping it. Why would you do that? What do you gain by that? Right? So Rashi says in the first line of the Mishnah, Lafkia me Kohen, because you get it away from the Kohen, Ula hafrisho, and to set it aside, L'chol vato, because you already owe an Ola. You promised an Ola one day. And now, you don't want to have to give a Bechor and buy an Ola. You're too cheap for that. So, you get Yechova with the baby that's inside the womb. Right? So we said you could do that. Then we said, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that what if it gave birth to a Tumtum and an Androgynous? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ein Kedusha Chala Alehem. There is no Kedusha on that. Which apparently means that any kind of trick that you did would not work, because there's no Kedusha, that's Chal. But you said, what happened was, you owed an Ola. You promised to bring an Ola. Then, you have a Bechor, you have a mother, and the mother got pregnant. And you don't want to pay, you don't want to give that Bechor, because you owe an Ola. What do you say? If it's a Zachar, it should be an Ola. And if it's an Akeva, it should be a Shlomim. Then, what happened? It was a Tumtum was born. So what is that? So, says the Shir Megamil, that's not Kedusha at all. Okay, fine. That's what we're up to. We explain that a Bechor is not born, it's not a Bechor until it's born. And here you made the baby, the utero, a Bechor, an Ola, that beats the Bechor. That's what we said. Yeah. Because, I don't know, it's a good question. It's a very good question. That's not today's stuff. No. Okay. So, now, it implies, right? It implies, when Rav Shimon ben Gamliel implied, that on all the cases it doesn't work, right? In other words, the previous case before that said, im nekeva, zivche shlamim, right? If it gave birth to a female, if you said if it's a female, it'll be a shlamim, right? And then if it gets birth to a tumtum, it doesn't work. So the question: am I in kedusha chal alihen? Why doesn't it work? Why is there no kedusha? Top Rashi: afilu amtziyasa nami koi. Even on the middle case, he seems to be talking. Dahavi vlados kachim. Afilu kedushas iman. Eina chal alihen dostam in kedusha kamer. In other words, why is there no kedusha? He's explained. Kasavar of Shimon ben Gamliel, because of Shimon ben Gamliel holds bloodos kachim, that bloodos of kachim, they have yasan hein kachim. They are only kachim when they are born. The isal kadaita, if he were to hold mimei imon hein kachim, that they're kodesh even in the womb, then I might in kedusha chal al him. Why is there no kedusha on them? Ha tafsisinhu kedusha imei. The kedusha of the mother should spread to the baby. Ela shmamina, you see from here, vlade kachim, tav yasan, hein kachim. That the vlad of a kachim is only becomes kachim when it is born. Okay? And if it's born a tumtum, that's not a possible, it's not a carbon. The high tana savar, and the other tana hold, not from Shir Megamliel, that vlade kachim, mimei imon hein kachim. That the vlad of a mother, that the vlad of, I'm sorry, the vlad of a kachim is kodesh already in the womb. The Tana Rabbana, the brisa, very difficult brisa. The hafman of this brisa is impossible. I didn't say that. The Garmad said it. One of the post-war, pre-war gedolim. This brisa doesn't make any sense. Listen to what it says. There's a pasuk that says like this. It's a pasuk in, I don't know where this is, Bahar, maybe. Emor, somewhere over there. It says, Ach b'chor, but a b'chor, asher yivukar l'Hashem v'behema, lo yaktish ish oso imsharim se'el l'Hashem hu. In other words, don't make a b'chor into a carbon, it's already a b'chor. Okay? So that's what the pasuk says. Now, ilu nemar, b'chor lo yaktish, had the Torah used the words b'chor lo yaktish, okay? It didn't use those words. It used the words b'chor behema lo yaktish. Had it said b'chor lo yaktish, hayisi omer, I would have thought that it's talking about human beings. In other words, b'chor lo yaktish akteshos. A b'chor, a firstborn person, can't be maktish things. You hear that, Havamina? Says the Gemara. Why would I think that? What kind of Havamina is that? I would have thought that if it would not have said the word behema, well, I don't know. It's a good question. But had it not said the word behema, this pasuk, I would have thought that a bechor, a human bechor, cannot make any kashrus. Tamud lamar ish oso. No, that's what it says that man. Oso iyata makdish. That he can't be makdish. Avol makdish adam bechor hekdeshos. But he could be makdish other kashrus. In other words, he can't be makdish a bechor. Why not? Because it's already a carbon. But he can manage other things. Vadayin ani yomer, but I still would say, hu lo yaktish, he can't be makdish the kachim, aval yaktishu acherim, but others can. And that's the same havamina. I would have thought that a bachar, a human being, can't be makdish animals. Why would I think that? Anyway, tamad lomar, bibehema sakti. No. This pasuk is talking about animals. Yachal, I would think, lo yaktishenu bibeten. I can't make it kachim in the beten, in the womb. Talmud lomar, asher yivukar l'Hashem. Misher yivukar l'Hashem yata makdish. Once it's out in the open, then everyone can see it. That's where you can't be makdish it. Avol yata makdish for beten, but you can do it in the womb. What do you see? You can do it in the womb. Yachal af vlade kal kachim kain. So I would think you could do this to any carbon. Talmud lomar, achalak. So no. You can't do it to any carbon. You can do it to a bechor. So when a bechor is when a mother of a potential bechor is pregnant, then, as our Mishnah said, you have the right to change it to another animal, to another carbon, an ola, whatever. But not if it's a different animal. Okay? At the bottom of the page, we're going to ask, you have a chatas, and you discover that your chatas is pregnant. Now we have a rule that a vlad chatas goes to Misa. You don't want it to go to Misa. So it's, how do you get out of that? Is there a way to get out of it? So that's what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But from this... Kala. It's because... Yeah, but even if you can go from an old to a... but if it's a female, then it goes from a... I don't know. So no one says that. I know. No, but we're going to see in a few minutes. This price seems that you can only do this by a bechor. But we're going to see in a few minutes what happens when Yechatis is pregnant. What do you do about that? So we'll see in a few minutes. Anyway, Alma, what do you see from all this? Savar, Vlade Kachim, it's a Vlad of Kachim, Mime Iman Hen Kachim. You can make them Kaddish even when they're in the room, even when they're in the womb. Okay? Good? Okay, very good. Amalei Rav Amram, Rav Sheshes. Rav Amram said to Rav Sheshes, Al HaBachar, Im Yitzias Rubo. One minute. Amar ala Bechor. If someone says about a Bechor, Im Yitzias Rubo, Ola, as it's coming out, ready, turns it into an Ola. So, Ola Have, O Bechor Have. I have to be honest with you, I don't understand this question. Is it an Ola, or is it a Bechor? He's doing it as it's coming out. By definition. However, we said in the womb you have the right to change it. So that's the question. Did I blow it? Did I miss the time now? That's the question. Now, but listen to two sides of the question. Ola have, is it an ola? Why is it an ola? Dechal, porta, uporta, each part, the kanafik, as it comes out, hu kalil, it's going to be destroyed, meaning it's going to be brought as a carbon. I don't know what that means. or Bukhar Havi, or is it a Bukhar? Why? Bechal Porta Uporta de Kanafik, as each part comes out, Bimilsehu, it's its own thing. Right? Meaning it's a Bukhar. I don't understand. What does that mean? What do those words mean in English? What does that mean? Right. Or piece by piece, it's an ola. But that's not the question. The question is it too late? Whatever. It's both sides of the question. You hear what he's saying? Loshen Acher, another version of the same question, really. Shekein Kedusha Chayla Oleha. Did the Kedusha Bichal and made it into an ola? O Dilma? Bechar Have, or maybe it's a Bechar, Shekein Kedusha Samei Rechem. The Kedusha is from the womb. That's not true. Well, what it means is that since nothing preceded it, it's all automatic, by default, it's a Bechar. In other words, when the womb opened and the Bechar started coming out, you still hadn't turned it into an ola yet. So therefore, it's too late. Same question. Listen to this answer. Amalei, Maiti Bayalach. What's your question about this? How did the boy Ilfa? This is the exact same question that Ilfa had. What did Ilfa have? Amar, he said, Al HaLeket, talking about leket. Leket are stalks that you didn't harvest. When you're going through the harvest, you left them over. Right? One or two that you left over. So that's leket. Now, you turn around and you realize that you have leket. So, Amar Al HaLeket, he said about the leket, Im Nishiras Rubo, right? At the time, I don't know exactly what the words Nishiras Rubo mean. At the time you're harvesting the rest of your field, Yehe Hefker. Those lekets should be Hefker. Why did you say that? The majority of my hand. I left a few over there. I realized.
As coming to S, dropping out of his hand.
Right. Correct. And he says, "Oh, it should be hefker." Why did he say that? No, right? Because Rashi explains the reason why he did that is because leket can only be taken by an ani. Hefker can be taken by everybody. So therefore,
exactly.
Right. But let's say he's not doing it for that reason. Let's say he's not going to be. He's not going to go grab it. However, at least more people have an opportunity to get it. So anyway, it's not going to him. No matter what, he's not getting that stone. No matter what, he's not. Right? No matter what, he's not getting it. So he did it, Rashi says. He did it for his rich friend. So his rich friend can have an opportunity. Correct. So, leket havi, oh, hefker havi. Leket havi, shken kutuzha sabudei shemayim. Is it leket? Because the Torah says that's what leket is. What are you trying to outsmart the Torah for? Oh, dilma, hefker havi. Maybe it's hefker. Shekein zokin bo aniyim v'ashirim. Because the rich and the poor. So why is that better? You have to figure out a reason why that's better. Right? Why is that better? And listen to this. Amar Abaye, Maiti Baile. What's the question? Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomer. The Torah said one thing, and you said something else. Who should we listen to? Listen to you? I should listen to you. Divrei HaKanami, Divrei Mishomer. Who are we listening to? Right? You or the Torah? The Torah said that in such a situation, it's a Bechar. What are you? Who are you? Smart in the Torah? Don't be so smart. I'm not listening to you, and therefore it would be a Bechar. You hear that part?
Yeah?
I know. Okay. Now the Gemara gets difficult. Okay? Very hard now. New Mishnah with the same story. Ha'omer, if someone has a pregnant animal, and he says to the pregnant animal, Vlada shel zu ola, I want the baby inside you, Mrs. Cow, to be an ola. Vihi shlamim. But you, Mrs. Cow, should be a shlamim. I want the baby to be an ola, I want you to be a shlamim. So, Devarav kayamin. That works. Why does that work? We'll see in a minute why it works. He shlamim vivlada ola. If I said, however, Mrs. Cow, you should be a shlamim, and your baby should be an ola, that doesn't work. No. In the first case, I said the baby first. I want the baby to be an Ola. I want the mother to be a Shlomim. Here you reversed it. I want the mother to be a Shlomim, and I want the baby to be an Ola. You reversed it. He Shlomim. You, Mrs. Cow, should be a Shlomim. Vivlada Ola. And by the way, and your child, I want to be an Ola. You reversed it. So if you reversed it, Hareze Vlad, I'm old fashioned. Hareze Vlad Zivche Shlomim. The baby becomes Hareze Vlad Zivche Shlomim Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says it becomes a Shlomim. The baby also becomes a Shlomim. What's the difference? Looks like a Rashi. It's the Rashi on the second wide line. He says Aval Im Amar Hi Shlomim, right? Oh, Bereshala Ulachal de Isle Akdish. When you said that I want the mother to be a Shlomim, Bereshala, the mother, Vachal de Isle Akdish, and everything else should also be Kodesh. Vachashiv Vlad Lamakdish Ba'anpe Napshe. It's as if you designated the child separately. Vahave Kimakdish Shte Behemos L'Shlomim. It's as if you amatish two animals for a shlomim. V'chi hadar amar vlada ola, and then when you went ahead and said, and by the way, the baby should be an ola, have a vlad shlomim. The child becomes a shlomim. Why? V'hacha lo shayach l'meimar v'hav yosan ubimei iman. It has nothing to do with when it's born, nothing to do with all that. Why? V'chi amrina v'hav yosan v'lo b'mei iman. When do we say that the child only becomes kadosh when it's born? Hani mili, that's only true that behetzdesha. First you amakdish it, ulabesofnis abra. Then it became pregnant. At the time you amakdish it, it was not pregnant. Deihu lo akdise luubar shum kedusha. In that case, the child has no kedusha. Ella mikedushasa deime kakadosh. It only gets kedusha because it happens to be growing inside an animal that's a carbon. Aval makdish muberes, but if it's already pregnant, and you walk over to her and you say, Mrs. Cow, I want you to be a shlomim, right? Ubar lekublei kedusha. The mother becomes a shlomim, and so does the baby. Then, when you say, I want the baby to be an ola, that's a meaningless statement. Meaningless statement. And by the way, Rameir Itzle Tafas Lashon Rishon, he says, we go over the first thing he said, Af Agav Dimitchila Ka'amar Hi Shlomim Lo Nitzchavin Levlaga. Even though when you said, I want Mrs. Cow to be a Shlomim, you did not want the baby to be an Ola. You did not want that to happen. But it happens automatically. It's like saying, I want you to be a cow, but I want your hoof to be an Ola. There's no such thing. Right? No difference saying the hoof and saying the baby. Why? Because she was pregnant already. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yossi says, Im l'chein nitzchavin t'chila. If that's what you wanted all along, I wanted all along that the baby should be an ola, a different carbon than the mother. Ho'el v'yev shalikros shnei shemos ka'achas. But it's impossible to say two things at once. No one can, only Hashem can do that. No one can do that. Dvar of kayamin. Then we'll give you what you wanted. Why didn't you say the baby first? The easy way out of this. I want the baby. Right? But you didn't say it like that. You didn't know, because you didn't go to the stop. So you didn't know that. So you wanted the baby to be different. Had you said the baby first, everybody would seem to agree. You didn't know the halacha. So you said the mother first. You can't say two things at once. You never intended for it. And Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Yossi. Right? However, one more thing. The im misha amar harei zeh shlamim. If when you said, I want the mother to be a shlomim, v'nimlach, and then you change your mind, v'amar vlada ola, and now, but I change my mind. I want the vlad to be an ola, harei zev vlada shlomim. That doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? The Gemara is going to say, because the rules of being able to change your mind, toch kedei divor, don't apply to kachim. They don't apply. They apply to yal v'yavo, and they apply to mashiv v'ruach, and all these types of things. It doesn't apply to kutzer. It just doesn't apply to marrying a woman either. I give her a ring. Oh, just kidding around with you. I take it back. It doesn't work. Once you say it, you say it. So do it over here. You said it? Oh, I meant to say it. Stupid, right? In short, that's right. You said Mashav Ruch instead of Mordechai. We say it's fine. So if they did, we can change your mind. Here you can't change your mind. Okay? Good? Very good. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hifrish Chatas Muberes. You designated a Chatas that was pregnant. The Yolda. And then it had a baby. So, Ratza Ba Mitzchaper. Ratza Ba Vlada Mitzchaper. If you designated a pregnant Chatas, and then it had a baby, you could bring either Chatas you want. Why? My timer. Kasav Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, Im Shiuro Mishuyar, when you designated the mother, we're going to spend the whole daf on this line, Shiuro Mishuyar, which means, when you designated the mother, you left the child out. It comes from the word Shiur, means left over. The child's not included in your declaration. Not included, left out. What? Why? I understand. So that's not his chiddush. She's out. The baby's not in the equation. And ubur ya lav yeref imahu. The ubur is not part of the mother. It's like saying the so it's already pregnant. So I'm only designating the mother. I'm only designating the mother. So he's arguing. I hold. Rabbi Yochanan holds. Ubar is not like the mother. It's its own entity. So when you said the mother, you only meant the mother. But by the end of it, the mother's still present, right? Taking that out. So therefore, what does he say? Havale kemafresh shtei chatos lachlai. It's like being mafresh two chatos. As a backup. Therefore, ratzo mitzchaper ba, ratzo mitzchaper v'chepta. You can use either one, the carpet. You can use either one. Now what's going to happen to the other one? You'll have to wait for it to get a mum. And then you'll spend it on a carpet. So either way, you're losing the animal. But as I said yesterday, somebody has two, someone's mafresh an extra chatas. Why is he doing that? Because he's a very anal person, as a backup. What happens to the second animal? Anyway, it's going to be a carpet somehow. Right? You wait for it to get a mum, you buy an adava. So no matter what, you have, same thing over here. Rashi says it. Rashi says, T'chi amrin on vlad chatas l'misa azel. When do we say the vlad of a chatas go to misa mati? Hani mi, that's only true. Bek deisha ulu masof nizavra. That's only true if you became pregnant after you made the designation. Abel hadeisha mu beres, but if you matish something that's pregnant, chashiv ubar lekabule kedusha ba'ampe nafshe, it's able to have its own independent kedusha mikoach imo, from the koach of its mother. I don't know what those two words mean. What do you mean mikoach imo? Just the opposite. It's mikoach himself. The baby is considered independent enough it can have its own kedusha. Therefore, oh, okay, fine. Very good. Love the coffee. That makes sense. In other words, it's its own independent kedusha. Therefore, you walk over to the say, Mrs. Cow. You're already pregnant. I'm making you into a chatas. She's pregnant. What you did was you made two chatases, the mother and the baby, and it feels his choice, whichever one you want. The havi kemafer shtei chatos lachrais, the mitzchafer be'edesh yirta. You can be mitzchafer either one you want. So it's easy, right? And the ubar is not considered the yerach of the mother. You know what it's like? It's like a saddle. It's an unrelated thing. It happens to be it's on the mother right now, but it's unrelated. So too the baby's unrelated. Okay. Good. Now, if that's true, maybe right, correct. Okay, now, how does the Rebbe just said square with our Mishnah? Why? Moses Rabbi Elazar, he shlamim, the Mishnah said like this, if you made the mother a shlamim, blada ola, right? What do we say? Hare zeh blada shlamim. The blood becomes a shlamim. Why? Why does the blood become a shlamim? Through the mother. If it's its own independent animal, then havale vlad shlamim. It's not a vlad shlamim. Hare is a shlamim by mitzvah. It is a shlamim. It's not a vlad shlamim. It's its own independent animal. It is a shlamim. It's not a vlad shlamim. The Mishnah seems to imply it's only a shlamim because the mother is a shlamim. It's not true. What? Okay, so once I look at Rashi, Hareza Vlad Shlamim, Alma, it's the third to bottom line. Alma, what do you see from here? Midikri of Vlad Shlamim. Since you call it a Vlad Shlamim, Dimikoach Ime Nachtale Kedusha, then it gets its Kedusha from the mother. Below Machmas Nashi, not because of itself. That's what you see. Vigabe Khatas Nami. Vlad Khatas Mikri, Vazalamisa. The same thing should be with the Khatas, and that an animal should have to die. If you hold that the baby has its own independent value, right? Vichilo Shiure, Machamasahu de Kadesh, and if you don't say anything, it becomes holy by virtue of the mother. Then you should have said that the Vlad is its own shlamim. Not a Vlad shlamim, it's its own shlamim. That's what you should have said. Since he didn't say that, obviously it's not true. The kasha Rabbi Yochanan on you. Okay? Everyone got that? You guys ask a very good question. He gives you a lesson of Vlad. It's not true, it's not a Vlad, and it's own independent. What? No, so you're right. You said the Vlad should be a shlamim. What's the halacha? It's a Vlad shlamim. It's not a Vlad shlamim, it's a shlamim. So the Gemara is going to say, you're right, change the girsa. That's how strong the question is. Amar of Tavla, by Mine, Tahi. Leave that out. Amar of Rav, Tane, Tane, Harez, Eshlamim. You're right, we changed it to say it should be a shlamim. Because the question was so strong. But you guys asked a different question. You said, why can't it be an Ola? Why can't it be an Ola? It's a very good question. I think the Gemara might ask that question in a few minutes. Let's see if they're going to ask that question or something very similar. Okay? Meisvei. Listen to the following question. If somebody says to his shivcha, right, what is she? She's a shivcha kinana. So he says to his shivcha, Hare at shivcha, you are my shivcha, Vlad ben Chorin. But your son, him I'm free. Okay? Im hoisa ubra, if she is pregnant, right? Im haisa ubra, then zachsalo, she can accept the star shichur on behalf of her son, who's not yet born, or daughter, who's not yet born. Right? You hear that? Now, iyam bishlam mashur and mashuyar. I understand if the baby's not considered independent, then ubar yerech imo, then the ubar is considered part of the mother. Mishum hachi zachsalo. That's why she can be zocha for the child, her son. The havilei kimeshacher chati avdo. It's as if the owner freed half of her. If the owner says to him, bring half of you, I'm making you a chati bat chorin. Doesn't that work? Sure works. So she can, he can say the same thing. I'm freeing your son. Here's a get shichur when your son is born. He's free. Here's a get shichur. So she can be mekabel that to him. Why not? She can be kabel. She can be kabel for half herself. By the way, umani Rabbeiri, it's Rabbeiri, the Tanya, who holds, Hamashachar Chatzi Avdo Yatzal L'Cheirus, if you free half your Eved, the Eved goes half free, Gito V'yadu Bar Ta'achas, the freedom and the get come simultaneously. It's Bufana. In other words, it's no different when the message, I'm freeing your leg. Your legs are free. Your legs are free. Here's a gachikra for your leg. She takes that. The minute she gets it, her legs are free. So it's no different if she's freeing her legs, she's freeing the baby. It's part of her limbs. However, the iyamid mishuya mishuyer, but if you hold that the baby is an independent being, an uber lav yerechimo hu, and the uber is lav yerechimo, am I zachsalo? How on earth can the mother accept? Because in order to free an eva, you have to give them a get. It's like your wife. You know, get out, I don't like you anymore. That's not a get. That's not a get. You have to give her a document. So too, what? Who gave it to him? Who gave it to him? Really? He never gave him that thing. Ah, So who did he give it to? The mother. So the halacha is, let's say you have two slaves, Reuven and Shimon. And you give a get to Reuven. You say, Reuven, I want you to take this on behalf of Shimon. Shimon, I love him, I'm freeing him. You're stuck here. Take this and give it to Shimon. The halacha is that Shimon's not free. You know why? Because by giving it to Reuven, I'm giving it to myself. Reuven's my Evan. So I'm giving it to myself. It's like taking it from one pocket and putting it in the other pocket. That doesn't work. The only way you can free an Evan is by giving it to the Evan himself. By giving it to another Evan on the Evan's behalf, that doesn't work. So by giving it to the mother, on the child's behalf, that doesn't work. It's like I give it to myself. If you hold the baby to independent person, and by giving it to the mother, you said shliach. Not a shliach. It's nothing. It's nothing. It doesn't work. Correct. So on behalf of yourself, you could do that. Gito, the freedom and the get come hand in hand. Exactly. You're giving it to her as a shliach for the baby. That doesn't work. That's like giving it to Reuven on behalf of Shimon. It doesn't work. So the answer is the bekasha. Right? Look at Rashi. It's the last wide line on Rashi there on top. It's like a master accepting on behalf of his buddy. They both work for the same. It's only true, they both have the same master. That doesn't free Shimon. He didn't give it to Shimon himself. Giving it to your Evan, like giving it to yourself. That doesn't work. So giving it to the mother does not free the baby at all. Back to the Gemara. Botanya, we learned. Nirin, Sha'eved, Zoche, Lakaba, Gachikor, Shachavero, Miad, Rabo, Sha'ena, Shalom. You can accept on behalf of an Evan, it's not yours. So if I go to Mati's Evan and I say, listen, Mr. Mati's Evan, here is a getchik for Shimon, my Evan, that would work. You know why? I don't own Mati's Evan. Mati owns Mati's Evan. I don't own that guy. That I could do. However, below me, I'd rabo shalom, back in the Gemara. You can't give it to your own Evan. Ella, Shmamina, what do you see from here? Im Shiurar, Eno Meshuyar. There's no such thing as a baby having independence. No such thing. Right? If there's no such thing, then if I machtish a chatos, that's pregnant, the baby should have to die. Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. So the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And you know what? It's a very good kasha. Very good kasha, right? So the Gemara says, well, lema, let's say it like this. Now Rabbi Yochanan needs to get at it. Lema, im shiure mishuyar tanoihi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. If it's a machlokas tanoim, did Tanya. Someone goes, we have a bride that says like this. If someone goes over to a shivcha and says, Hare at bas chorin, you I'm freeing. But vlad, the vladoch eved, but the vlad I'm not freeing. Right? He goes over to his pregnant shivcha, right? Hare at bas chorin, you I'm freeing. Vladoch eved. Your vlad I'm keeping as an eved. What's the halacha? Vladoch kamoha divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, the Vlad becomes free. The Chacham Omrim, Devarav Kayamin. The Chachamim say, absolutely not. The Vlad does not become free. Bishum Shenemar, because it says, Ha'isha Biladeha Tihyeh La'adoneha. It's a pasuk. Okay? What? No, not out of context at all. It's talking about an Eved Ivri. In Eved Ivri, when you gave the Eved Ivri a Shifcha Kenanis to have children. So what does it say? Ha'isha vila deha ti eladeneha. They remain behind. What? Okay. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Kra mai talmuda lirabonon. What are the good Rabbanon, listen to this, what are the Rabbanon going to do with that puzzle? What are they going to do with that puzzle? It says Rashi, Kra mash matvei k'Rabbi Yossi aglili. The puzzle, mash Rabbi Yossi is right. Shavlad does holchen acharein. That the blood goes after the mother. So what are you going to do with that puzzle? So the Gemara answers, no, Amar Rava, no, the Bryce is mixed up. That pasuk shouldn't be after both tikkun. Put the pasuk after both. Amar kra, amar rava, kra l'rabiyotzi aglili diktani, v'lada kamoha. Shinemar, isha vildea, ti ladonea. V'zman she isha ladonea, v'lada ladonea. In other words, you put the pasuk in the wrong place. What the Chacham HaGadol do with that pasuk, I don't know. But the pasuk doesn't belong at the end of both members. It belongs only after Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says, you free the mother, you free the Evan. Okay, what you say? Why? Because of that pasuk. They go hand in hand. What's the Chacham HaGadol do with that pasuk? I don't know. So, my lab hakim iflagi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Yossi hasavar shiuro enam shuyar. Rabbi Yossi holds babies have no independence. Therefore, when you free the mother, you free the baby. Rabbanan Savri, Meshuyar. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would hold Adiz Chachamim. Amalach, Rabbi Yochanan, no. Tekuli Alma, Shira Meshuyar. Everybody holds such a thing as Meshuyar. Bahacha, Hainu Taima, Damakra, Isha Vilda, Tila Donel. Happens to be there's a quirk by Shifra Kanan. What's the quirk? The quirk is there's a puzzle. However, everybody would agree that Shiur Meshuyar, but by Shiur Meshuyar, there's a pasuk. That's all. Ella, Vadai Nitleima Kihani Tanoi. But we could certainly say there's a machlokas tanoim over here. Tanya. Hashoket is achatos. If somebody shechs achatos, umatzaba ben dalit chai, and you find inside a baby, you didn't know it was there. It's like 4 months old. So it's surviving on its own. So now, harichaza, one place we learned, what do you do? What is that baby? The bet bakua, right? It can only be eaten by male kahanim. It can only be eaten for one day. It can only be eaten in the azara. Tanya idach. But another price it says necheles l'chol adam. Anybody can eat it. But necheles b'chol makom in any place. But necheles olam. It can eat me any time. What's going on here? My love, Tanakama Savar. My love, Tanoi. Tanakama Savar. Shiro eno meshuyar. The first bride said, hold, it is not shiro, it's eno meshuyar. In other words, the baby has no independent value. Therefore, it has all the rules of a chata. Right? Umar savar, shiro meshuyar. No, it has no independent value. Amalok b'yochana, no. Tekuli alma im shiro meshuyar. Everybody will agree, like I hold, that shiro is meshuyar. It has its own independence. Hanitanoi b'akim eflagi, here's the argument. The mar savar, the second sheet held, Vlade, Kadosh, Kachim, they have Yosenheim Kachim. That a Vlad is only Kodesh when it's born. Right? Therefore, since it was born after the Shechita, it has its own independent value. Therefore, it's something to fool it. Umar Savar, Vlade, Kachim, Ben, Yosenheim Kachim. And the first, Tanakhana held, no, Kedusha Mirechem, in the womb already, therefore, it's Dinavachata. B-Boythim, I'll give you a second answer. Lokasha. Kan, the second man, the Amar, who held. That the chatas, the babies, she like chulin, is kishak disha, yuamakdashik, ulu basofas abra. Then it became pregnant. That's why it's chulin. The Khan, the first Tanakhana held, shenas abra, now first it became pregnant, ulu basofik desha, and then yuamakdashik. Therefore what? Therefore it has the din of a chatas. Maskif love Rava, mimai taimad Rabbi Yochanan imshur mishuyar, who said that's Rabbi Yochanan's reason, Dilma maybe, hainat taimad Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan's reason is the Adam mitzchaper b'shevach hektish. A person should fulfill his karbon b'shevach hektish. What does shevach hektish mean? Shevach hektish means in other words, some kind of outgrowth. Look at Rashi. Af agaf, way at the bottom of there. Af agaf demikoach imei kodesh lo adol imei. Even though we're going to hold now, it doesn't have independent value. It does not. What does it have? Value only because of the mother. However, lo azal lemisa doesn't go to misa. Why? The adam is chaper b'shevach hektish because a person can use shevach or shevach hektish a child. The chi adal vlad chatas lemisa. So when does a vlad chatas go to misa? That's only heichad lo ratzal es chaper bo el v'ivo. It's only when you want the mother. Strange happening. If you want the mother, then the baby goes to die. What if you want the baby? Bring the baby. Why not? After all, it's Shevach Hektish. Amar Le Rav Hanuna, Rav Elazar Talmudei, Rav Yochanan, Yosef Le Kamei, Rav Yochanan, Velo Ahad Le Hai Shnuya. That it? I'm a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. I sat with him for years and years in his shir. He never gave that answer. The Atta Marta time of Rabbi Yochanan Bishop. God knows time for Bishop Hektish. I never heard that answer before in my life. I was a Talmud. He never held that. Therefore, we have to resort to the answer is Rabbi Yochanan holds that the baby has independence. Okay. That was not a hard. That was not an easy daf today. Whew. Okay, now the last line. It said, "Imshamar Haris Shlom of Nimach." If you change your mind, you can't change your mind when it comes to Hektish. Shita, isn't that obvious? Vlad Shlomim, right? Ella called Emas to buy Nimach. You can't just change your mind. Ella Amar Papa. No. Well, Mitzvah Ella Shamar Toch Kedei Dibur. No, you change. Of course, you can't change your mind a day later. You changed your mind Toch Kedei Dibur. I would have thought that's okay, right? Because you thought it over and you changed your mind, talk to the deeper, that's okay. Kamash Malan, that's not okay. Now, what's talk to the deeper? Look at Rashi. Talk to the deeper. Kadeshi Elas Shalom Rav Latalman. The amount of words it takes for the Rav to ask Shalom to the Talmud. The Amri law, or others say, Talmud l'Rav. The Talmud to the Rav. What's the difference? If it's the Rav to the Talmud, or the Talmud to the Rav? To the Rav. Exactly. The Rav to the Talmud is faster. Why? Because you leave out the word Rebbe. Shalom Alecha. That's it. You say the Talmud. Shalom Alecha. The Talmud says to the Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. It's longer. It says Tosfos, Pirish Kadei She'elos Shalom Talmud L'Rav. So Tosfos leaves out the first half of Rashi, which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Hello Rebbe. The Hakaimalon Toch Kadei Dibur Kadibur Dami Behindu Kadei She'elos Rav L'Talmud. And he does call both. So which one is it? Truth is, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. I mean, it's like 2 seconds, right? But in theory, it's about focus. Is it Rav to Talmud or Talmud to Rav? What is it? Yeah, the whole thing is 2 seconds, right? Right? Okay. We're back on everything. Okay. We will stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.